If Mum wasn't in that chair, she wouldn't be able to breathe. She'd roll forward and it would restrict her breathing. And then to feed her, we'd have to sort of lie her back. Her bed has got a hoist now. So she could stay in bed all the time, but I am not going to allow that. I get her up every day and she sits in the chair. She still goes to the day centre, but only twice a week now, not three. I like to get her out, even if she can't contribute. But she can see things that are going on around her, you know, to stimulate her brain. What's left of it? She deteriorated quite rapidly. She was about 6 stone a year ago, and now she's about 4 stone 10. So we're really struggling to keep her weight up. I mean, she's only tiny anyway, so God knows where I came from. The doctors look at me and say, "You're never her daughter." Yeah, I am. Once, oh my gosh, she'd eat anything you put in front of her. She had a voracious appetite. But now it's very hard, and she's eating baby food now. It's pureed. It has to be. And to be fair, she spends most of her time spitting it out, which is a sign of the dementia, because they can't cope with bits, can they? Mum's got Lewy body as well as vascular dementia. So now what we find is she's completely rigid. So this morning the carers came and they were trying to put her teeth out or in or whatever. And her mouth was so rigid, they couldn't move them. So that's something that is happening more and more. But you know, I suppose we've accepted the fact that sadly, this is the last stage now. And you don't really want them to go on suffering, really. I shouldn't say that, really. Mum doesn't suffer. She seems to have a good life. But you know what I mean. You don't want her to be suffering. It's very hard. She hasn't spoken since last October. She can't speak a word. Not even gobbly. You know, nothing. There's nothing. I do wonder how long it will take Mum at the day centre, being the way she is. They bring her home in a converted ambulance and they put her into the chair. They're great, you know. There's 5 carers. Oh, more than 5. There's probably 5 or 6 carers. And they'll do everything they can to keep her going. You know, they're really good. They really are good. It's definitely more than the average care. I've been through quite a few companies. I don't tolerate Mum being put at risk or anything like that. Especially when I still feel guilty that I have to go to work to pay for her care. Most of Mum's money covers it. She won't mind me saying this. Mum's wish was always never to go into a care home. When she started to get ill, she asked me, "Never put me in a care home." She said to me, "It would be like going into a workhouse." I've had a lot of trouble with care companies. One was very good, but they're not really from this side of town, so they were constantly late, or it was difficult with the hours or whatever. Then I had a local one. Now, they were okay, but they were not reliable. With my job, I have to be absolutely regimented with time. I told them I wanted them to come 8 till 9. And then I wanted them to come back again at night. And oh my God, they were coming all over the place and it was not safe and it was very dangerous. So I stopped them. Then I heard very good reports about another company and they were okay for a few weeks, But then it became almost like I was telling them how to run their company. They were coming to me continuously to check on Mum's care. And I said to them, look, I don't mind because I am my mum's guardian, but you should be telling me what to do here because I'm new at this. I'm learning. Google is my favourite friend. But I just found that they were young girls. They really didn't know what the hell they were doing some days. And so I got quite worried, even though they were brilliant timekeepers. At the time, Mum's mobility was deteriorating, and I tried to get an OT to come out to assess for a stair lift. Because at that time, the caregivers were taking her upstairs on their own. They were always careful to make sure she didn't fall. But the company didn't like it, and they even sacked a lady over what she was doing, which I thought was very unfair. Anyway, I tried to talk to them about it, but all they wanted to do was just get two or three carers in for each visit. Every time I tried to speak to them about it, it just became confrontational. So I said, look, we're supposed to work together, so we have a partnership with my mum's care. But I'm feeling that I'm in the wrong here, whereas actually it's you who's not talking to me. Anyway, it just got very, very confrontational. And in the end, they refused to come anymore. They literally didn't even give me any notice. They just stopped. I said to them, you've completely dropped me. Because you know I worked full time. I tried to get hold of the owner, but he was very evasive. They were also extremely expensive. I was paying well above what the other care companies were asking. So then I reported them, and they tried to report me to safeguarding. Oh, and I checked the record books, and at no point did anyone complain about Mum's mobility. So I said, you have never mentioned it. So I just think they were trying to get more money out of me. Anyway, I sacked them. I said, you've dropped me in it. There's no point in you coming anymore. I had to have 2 weeks off work. So then I started to look for companions in the day, and I took on another company, who I have to say I've been extremely pleased with. Because not only do they never bother me, they do the rotas, they talk to me about Mum's care, and they're constantly updating. They come in dead on time. The only thing I will say about this lot, though, they're very pedantic. They're very careful about health and safety, which is fine. I get that. But some of them, it's a bit pathetic. Like they won't put a plaster on my mum. It's like, really? No, I'm not coming home from work to put a plaster on. I'll do it when I get back. It's things like that. And sometimes my mum needs to be moved and they won't do it. Not on their own. When really, you could just move her. She's so light. So you could move her. Just do it. You know what I mean? Even though I go to London quite a lot for work, I've started to work from home more often because of Mum. Luckily, I can do that. But I do need to go there a couple of times a month. I'm just about dealing with that at the moment. But if she deteriorated more, then I'd say to my employers, can I stay local? They have been fantastic. You know, I've been very lucky. But then I've worked there 17 years and I've never had a day sick. It's been horrendous some days, but I've managed it because I work with India, Asia and America, all different time zones. So yeah, this is easy. But it's still a military operation. It could get easier if she was bedridden, but but I don't want that to happen. So I tried desperately to keep it going till the end.